The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. And once again, I thought I would tell you about your first reading today. Okay, once again, looking at the Old Testament, because today's first reading comes to us from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. And you're going to hear from the book of the prophet Jeremiah as your first reading every day now for about 3 weeks. So it helped have a little bit of context to help you appreciate all these first readings. Jeremiah is one of four major prophets, the other three being Daniel, Ezekiel, and Isaiah. And they call them major prophets in the Old Testament, not because they're better, not because they're more important, not because they're holier, but for the simple fact that because they wrote more. In the surface area of the Old Testament, the major prophets occupy the most real estate. So Jeremiah, a little bit of the context of him, he's so much like all the other Old Testament prophets, he warned the people that they had to turn back to God. He said, you cannot wholesale ignore God's covenant and God's commandments, not without consequences. Jeremiah preached this in Jerusalem around the year 600 BC. The big threat at the time was the Empire of Babylon. Jeremiah preached for 40 years. For 40 years, he told the people, you gotta reform. You can't ignore God's commandments, not without consequences. You simply must reform, change your lives, and almost nobody listened to him. In fact, they hated Jeremiah. They despised and ridiculed him. And yet Jeremiah, he kept remaining faithful, he pressed on. It's one of the most important lessons from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. When you set yourself about God's service, understand you're going to have to persevere, and not everybody's going to like you. And you might not see any results for your work for a very, very long time. In fact, it's a separate subject of a separate homily, but, you know, St. Teresa of Avila, one of the things she says is sometimes you're not going to see the fruits of your work not until heaven. But the most important thing for today, though, is that we hear the call story of the prophet Jeremiah. So what's a call story? Well, a call story is a story in the Bible in which God calls someone to his service. There's lots of call stories in the Bible. Abraham had a call story, and Moses had a call story, and the Blessed Virgin Mary had a call story. But the call story of Jeremiah might be the most useful call story of all, because Jeremiah's response to God's call is so much like our response to God's call. How did Jeremiah respond to God's call? Well, Jeremiah made excuses. Every time Jeremiah made an excuse to God, God countered Jeremiah with a promise. Jeremiah's excuses are our excuses. And God's promise to Jeremiah is God's promise to us. First excuse Jeremiah makes. Jeremiah says, I can't do this, it's too hard. And God says to Jeremiah, I formed you in the womb, Jeremiah. The exact same word that's used for an artist who forms a work of art out of soft clay. God says, don't tell me that you can't do this. I made you and I know you. Not only are you equipped for the work that I'm about to give you, Jeremiah, but you're perfect for it. You know, I was talking to a lady the other day, and she says, you know, I think I was born in the wrong century. Should have been born 100 years ago. You ever thought to yourself, I'm in the wrong place, I'm living in the wrong time, these aren't the right circumstances? Now, I'm not saying that you always want to dismiss these out of hand, but a lot of times we need to go back and listen to the words of the prophet Jeremiah. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. And not only are you equipped for what God is asking for you to do, you're perfect for it. Next thing Jeremiah says to God, Jeremiah says, I don't have the talent. I'm not a good speaker. Funny that he should say that, because it's the exact same excuse that Moses made when God called Moses. God's spokesman to Pharaoh was a guy with a speech impediment. Moses had a speech impediment, but God called him anyway. I can't do it, Jeremiah says. I'm not a good speaker. God says, hush. I put my words in your mouth, Jeremiah. My power, not your ability, is what will make the difference. Now, just as an aside, can I tell you something as a preacher? Universal experience of preachers is that we have our greatest impact when we screw up. It's the truth. And when we think everything went just as planned, that's usually when it falls flat. Just like God said to Jeremiah, not your skill, Jeremiah, my power. Last thing Jeremiah says to God, he says, it's not the right time, I'm too young. God says, I'm with you, Jeremiah. And every time I'm with you, it's always the right time. You're tempted to think that your circumstances are wrong, that things are wrong. You know what we want to do in those times? You want to sit down, you want to pray, you want to call to mind God's presence. Because when you remember God's presence, all your circumstances factor out to zero. So God's call of Jeremiah. And Jeremiah's response, his good response, was the only thing God needed. It could be a good prayer that we could offer up to the Lord and say, Lord, make of what's left of my life whatever you wish to make of it. Jeremiah's good response was all that was needed. Or to put it another way, a sower went out to sow, and the only thing that was needed was good soil to receive it, to yield a result of 30 or 60 or 100-fold. And let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do the same. Saint Apollinaris, pray for us.